Welcome to Planet Local Voices from the Local Futures podcast. In this series, you will hear from a wide array of voices who came together in 2023 to build a global movement for local economies worldwide. This episode features Juan del Río. Juan is a pioneer of the transition movement in Spain and the co-director of Ecolis, the European network for community-led initiatives on climate change and sustainability. He is the co-founder of the Municipalities in Transition project and the co-director of an inspiring new film about bottom-up initiatives in Spain called Alternativas, Building Possible Futures. From Planet Local Voices, here's Juan del Río.
My name is Juan del Río. I'm from Spain. I live in Carreón, very close to Barcelona. And I've been working for the past 20 years catalyzing local community projects, transition initiatives, and regenerative communities and projects. I've been leading the transition towns movement in the Spanish-speaking world, in Spain, but also supporting it in Latin America and in other places. Currently, I'm the co-director of Ecolis, and Ecolis is the European network of community-led initiatives on climate change and sustainability. I grew up in Mallorca, a beautiful island, but it was totally dependent on tourism, and tourism was destroying the island. So when I was a kid, for me it was clear that I wanted to be an ecologist, a biologist, and I wanted to work with nature. But when I started to grow up, I realized that the best I could do to protect that nature, it was to work with people. Because we needed to change our culture, to change the way we're doing things. So that was kind of the seed of it. But then through my whole life, step by step, I've been understanding that the best way to create, to build these new alternatives, it was by working at local level with communities, with people, in trying to do the things in a different way. So I was studying a master's in 27, about sustainability, and I did my master's degree on how, my master's thesis on how the transition towns movement that it was at that moment popping up in the UK could adapt to the south of Europe. That was the beginning. But then since then I've been learning more and more, visiting projects, developing different networks and meeting more and more people. I think it's very, very important to work at community level, also at local and bioregional level. But we need to be connected. We need to learn from each other, and we need to understand that we face similar challenges all over the world. Some of them, of course, are global. But then we need to design specific solutions that are adapted to each reality, to each context.
Juan explained a bit about the trajectory of development in Spain, linking climate change with economic and social challenges, and mentioning some of the ways people are responding.
First of all, Spain is currently, and the whole Mediterranean region, is currently facing a lot of problems due to climate emergency because of the droughts, because of the desertification. All scenarios talk about an Iberian Peninsula where only the north of it, the Atlantic coast, will remain, let's say, more or less in the same way, and the rest it will be quite like a desert, no? And the economy, it has been based a lot in tourism, in centralization towards either the center in Madrid or the coast, and also production with big monocultures and the population of a huge part of the country. So I think coming back to local and coming back to regions that are right now quite depopulated. Let's not forget that apart from Lapland, the region in Europe with less population, bigger than a whole Belgium, it's in Spain. So there are regions with a lot of population, the whole coast, there's almost no place without buildings. But then you go to the center and there are thousands of abandoned villages, towns. No? So I think right now there's a movement of coming back in a way. And I think, yeah, Spain is struggling in different ways. Also, the financial crisis of 2008 was very, very strong in terms of, for example, movement building. I don't know if you remember about the Arab Spring. So just after the Arab Spring, in May, that's why we call it 15M, 15 of May, it started the movement of the Indignados. That was the seed of what happened afterwards with the Occupy movement in the Anglo-Saxon world. So just that happened due to the financial crisis. So I think far right is getting more and more power. Levels of injustice are increasing. So I think it's getting more and more challenging, despite the left-wing government that we have had in the past years.
Juan elaborated on these different responses to crisis, from right-wing populism to movements for municipalism, social solidarity, and ecofeminism. He goes on to discuss how these different responses are starting to come together, especially through the creation of social and economic alternatives rooted in communities and places.
What I can say is that there's a strong response from many different sectors in society towards that type of far-right response, no? or approach. For example, in Spain, we have a very, very strong social solidarity economy movement with hundreds and thousands of cooperatives all over Spain, that they are trying to build new ways of doing economy in a more social and solidarity way. For example, we also have a very strong municipalist movement. And there's a very strong ecofeminism movement too. So I think there's a lot of very important reactions towards that polarization that is happening not only in Spain, but in many different places, no? What I think is needed is that all these different movements find a way to come more together. And I think what I'm living, experiencing, sensing in Spain, but also in other places, is that maybe 10, 15 years ago, we had a lot of competition among these movements, but now some sort of convergence is happening more and more. So my hope is that we will be able to create these shared narratives of possibility where we don't fight for small differences, but instead we are there together exploring these new alternatives, just focusing more on what we share. You know, and I think that's starting to happen. Wherever you go, it can be in a small city, little town, village, big neighborhood. Everywhere you can find alternatives starting, happening. Or it can be something small, it can be something bigger, but there's always people trying to transform the place where they live. And for me, that's something powerful. That's something that often when you are in your own little project, you feel lonely, you feel alone. And I think it's very important to understand that we are many. You know, there's this sentence from, it's an African proverb, but that Eduardo Galeano, a writer that died a few years ago from Uruguay, he was, by the way, present in the squares in Barcelona and Madrid for the Indignados movement too. He was saying that a lot of small people in small places doing small things can change the world. So for me, that sentence summarizes quite a lot of that. And what type of examples I'm talking about? Well, I'm talking about energy, cooperatives. I'm talking, for example, about people that together, they decided they want to, instead of buying to big monopolies the electricity, they want to build their own turbine, you know, wind turbine there, and they manage collectively and so on. Or I wonder about energy co-ops where there's more than 10 people, you know, with a lot of volunteers, and all of them put a little bit of money, each of them, and thanks to that they create that cooperative, and well, right now it's evolving and growing. Or I'm talking about house cooperatives, for example, community projects, transition initiatives, where there's little towns like Almocita, where they have this systemic view where they work at different levels, together with the municipality, with the mayor. So they work at economy level, with the social currency. They have their own food sovereignty plan. They do participatory processes, art on the streets. There are so many things. And in the place where I live, there are many of these things happening too. For example, we just launched for the whole Catalonia region, we just launched the Eco-Social Transition Assembly, which is an experimental process for the whole region, where we're trying to meet together all these movements on social solidarity economy, transitions, food sovereignty, many of these things that I'm mentioning, to try to create those shared narratives. So all this is happening.
We asked Juan about the role of government in identifying and supporting these grassroots initiatives.
Collaboration between municipalities and local governments with grassroots initiatives, communities, is essential. We need to create those bridges, and not only among them, but also with the private sector, with local enterprises and so on. I think probably this great transition, this big change process in most of the places will be led by grassroots initiatives, but it can happen alone by them, because at the end, all of us, we are citizens, all of us, doesn't matter if you work in a municipality, if you work in a big enterprise or wherever, all of us, we live in the same place. So we have different hats, you know? And I think we may have different roles depending on where we are. The Municipality in Transition project, for example, is started from that need, the need of creating these specific collaboration spaces between local transition initiatives and municipalities. It's an action research project where we researched where that type of collaboration was already happening, and with that information, we develop a framework, a methodology to test and to apply in different municipalities. That experiment has been happening in the past 5-6 years, and now we are working with many municipalities around Europe, but also in different places of the world, in Brazil, and we train facilitators with this methodology from Asia, from Europe, and North and South America. And it's I'd say at the beginning, but it's working well. And I think at the end, if you are in your own community and you don't know exactly how to approach the municipality, the first thing you need to do is not to go there requesting for money or for... the municipality will need to have a facilitator role, like giving resources, spaces, supporting, but more about, how can I support you in this role? Because often in the municipality, they don't know either. So, I think it's a must to evolve, to develop this collaboration.
And to wrap up, Juan shared about the network called Ecolis and about the film he co-directed called Alternativas, Building Possible Futures.
Ecolis is the European network for community-led initiatives on climate change and sustainability. It was born in 2014 as an experiment wanted to bring together different community-led movements. At that moment, mainly it was permaculture, transition initiatives or transition towns movement, and eco-villages. But then it has been growing in diversity, like, for example, social solidarity economy, community organizers, and several movements. Gaia Education is also part of Ecolis, and so on. Ecolis, that I've been part since the beginning, and its co-director, is present in more than 20 countries, and it has more than 50 members. And what it wants is, by bringing the voice of our members, that most of them are at the same time national networks, they are the ones connecting to that really local communities, we want to bring that voice at higher levels. For example, we work on advocacy, we bring that voice at European level, to try to influence some of those policies. And at the same time, we want to support our members and the communities at local level on how can they implement and adapt the current policies that they already exist. Because sometimes when you are working in your community, you know, these higher scales, they seem so far away and you don't even know how to connect with them or how to participate. But there's also resources flowing from there, and we want to enable that those type of resources. So we work on policy, we work on networking and enabling capacities of our members. We work on inspiring people, you know, by sharing the stories of our members, positive case studies, but also cases where we have things to learn because maybe they didn't succeed. And also we work on research because we need to really show the positive impact of the thousands of local small community initiatives working on many different topics that are happening at the same time in different places. Yeah. And maybe a last thing that is not exactly about Ecolis, but I'm just going to share it now, that is about a film. A film that it wants to show these alternatives, these examples of possibility in this moment where we receive imaginaries that talk about either a complete collapse, a future of dystopia, or futures where, thanks to technology, to science, we will be able to, I don't know, live in Mars and continue growing forever, which, of course, is biophysically it's impossible, but we receive that type of stories, and people believe that's feasible. So in between, we need to share that there are different ways of doing things. Ecolise is doing that, and Alternativas, Building Possible Futures, is a film that is trying to show that. I'm co-directing that film, and that film show, in this case, examples from Spain. There's more than 70 people explaining their own stories, people that I'd say most of them could be invisible, but they're showing what they are doing in their own places. No? So I think that's, in a way, magical, and we need that type of stories. And I think we're doing that here, too.
That interview was recorded in September 2023 at the Planet Local Summit in Bristol, UK. To get notified about new episodes, subscribe to our channel or sign up to our mailing list via localfutures.org. Also find on our website a vast collection of resources for education and big picture activism to shift the economy from global to local. And of course, we hope you'll tune in to other inspiring thinkers and movement leaders featured on the Planet Local Voices series. Until next time, thanks for listening to Planet Local Voices from the Local Futures podcast.